Alan, do you feel the draw was a fair result?
I don't think there was much between the two teams. It was a pretty poor game, I'd imagine, to watch. There wasn't much quality football there, but sometimes the conditions as well. I think the pitch was hard to play, you could see a lot of baubles. But second half, we probably had the better opportunities. We hit the post, and obviously John Herring should probably score his header as well. So we probably had the better chances, but saying that, there wasn't much between the two teams.
Just a wee bit different from Saturday, I guess, where you were really clinical, but tonight the ball just didn't quite fall for you.
No, I never quite fell for us, and it's hard sometimes. I don't think it was a fantastic atmosphere tonight as well. It was very quiet, and it's one of them. The boys have to create that ourselves, the atmosphere, and try and lift ourselves.
Does the pitch play a part? Gary was alluding to that from the crowd.
No, definitely. You could see that the boys make mistakes and some of the passing. It was really difficult at times, but there's been two games here in a short period of time and there's been a lot of rain, so it's been really difficult to get the pitch ready. And they've worked extremely hard to get it as good as what they could.
Is the focus still trying to get enough points to make sure that 9th and 10th isn't anything to worry about in the final few weeks?
We're just trying to catch the teams up above us. We've just got to try, and we're on a good run just now. Probably too many draws from our point of view, but there's been a lot of good play earlier on the season. I think we'd probably get beat that game. So it's at least we took a point, but we're disappointed that, especially at home, that we don't win these types of games.
One defeat in 13 league games, I mean, that's a pretty decent statistic in what is probably one of the toughest.
No, it isn't. It's frustrating when you see the start of the season we had. I think we're much improved. And we've still got a long way to go. It was good tonight as well. You see the subs coming on, gives a wee spark. Joe Cardo, Michael Payton come on, done really well. So that's why we've got a big squad, and that's why hopefully we'll keep on pushing and keep on getting results when you see that competition we've got.
Cheers.